Hello again. This is Dramego. This is my second guided meditation for this evening. My first one covered the sacred circle. This next meditation will cover the four major elements under the Druidic philosophy: earth, wind, fire, and water. The meditation will take you visually through each element and experience what it is like to be a part of each element. If you had success with the first meditation and feel confident enough with the sacred circle, then feel free to try and experience this one. It is a very beneficial meditation. It works quite well when casting wards or just for general cleansing. Each element holds their own specific power, which will be explained within the meditation. And each element can be utilized for their various purpose. And instead of yammering on, I'm going to go ahead and begin. As with last time, for maximum hearing, I advise putting volume on medium to medium high. Make sure you won't be able to be disturbed for quite a while. Or put in some headphones, find a dark corner, chill out, so on and so forth. And for seating position, take a good meditative stance, such as cross-legged, lying down. If you fall asleep lying down, I want to practice on that a little bit. Or just chill out and lean up against something and relax. It's about the best thing to do. All right, let's go ahead and begin. I'd like you to start by breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Big, deep breaths. Continue to do this rhythm for a few moments. As you breathe in, visualize vibrant, positive life energy going in through your nose, circling down through all your chakras, and going down to your core, refueling you, vitalizing your entire soul, and cleansing away all the negative. And as you breathe outward, visualize all the negative energy, any pent-up grudges, emotions, so on and so forth, being expanded outward as you breathe out through your mouth. Breathe in positive, breathe out negative. Continue to focus on this for a few moments. Now, continue the breathing and place it in the back of your mind. Your body will continue to do that. And I would like you to visualize yourself standing in a black abyss, the black void of your mind's eye. Now visualize a piece of white chalk lying next to you. Pick up the chalk and draw a circle around you. Once the circle is drawn, sit down within it and charge it with your own energy. This is a circle of protection, your sacred circle. It sets aside your space and blocks all distractions of the outside world. It quiets your mind, calms you down, allows you to access the higher faculties of your own mind. The only thing that it allows to keep continuing inward from the outside is my voice for the moment. Visualize yourself back within the black void. After you're there, visualize the black void turning into a large forest. You feel the wind on your face as it blows through the trees. It's slightly warm. Not too hot, not too cold. Just a gentle spring breeze. Now begin walking through this forest. And as you're walking through it, you're passing by really tall oaks, nice redwoods, few cherry trees, so on and so forth, until you come to this massive, massive oak tree in a small clearing. Walk over to it and sit down under it. As you begin to meditate, you can feel the presence of this tree behind you. It has a massive life force generating from it. And there's just much more life force generating from the entire forest around you. Try and connect with the life force of this tree. Visualize roots coming up from the earth. Coming from this tree, its roots itself coming up through the earth and bonding, blending with your own aura, your own physical being. And once they're connected, blend your energy with its energy. You feel the mana seeping into your own energy frame, and as you become one with the forest and this particular tree, take a moment to watch your own hands in the visualization. Now, allow yourself to deconstruct. If you don't get what I mean by that, just follow along. Visualize yourself breaking apart into this energy and seeping into the roots. Become a part of the tree. You slowly formulate into the mana itself, and seep into the roots, eventually becoming one with the tree itself. You're now part of a massive oak tree, a massive being, hundreds and hundreds of years old. You feel the wind flowing through your branches. The sun hitting every single little leaf. You feel little things crawling on you, little animals here and there. All the while being connected with this entire forest. The tree is one of the main symbols of Earth. Earth itself is an element of grounding, allowing you to connect with the Earth biosphere, the Earth spirit, Gaia, whichever term you prefer. Earth allows us to come back to our hearth, our home, and cleanse all of our negativity back to it and reconnect. It also allows us to ground our chaotic minds. If you have any thing that's going on in your life that is full of drama, full of chaos, take a moment and bring it to the front of your visualization and let it spread throughout this tree, through this element, and see how minuscule it is in comparison with something as big as this connection. And allow yourself to be reconnected with something that's large. Because in the end, it all comes down to connections. Now, we're going to shift. As the tree and the forest, something suddenly happens. You begin feeling a massive heat. In your mind's eye, you see yourself as the tree, and you can see other aspects of the forest. But in the distance, there's a fire roaring. And it's coming toward you. Over time, it eventually envelops the tree you have become. Feel yourself get enveloped in the flames. Each leaf getting burned to a crisp. The wood itself turning to ash. Small aspects of the tree turning black, dark, falling to the ground, breaking apart. Just feel the intensity of the flames for a moment and let the visualization seep in. As the tree continues to burn, you feel the flames spread and wipe away all the life that was once there. You feel the fire engulf you, take over, and destroy. Fire is one of nature's great creators, and also one of nature's great destroyers. Fire as an element can be used to cleanse. It can also be used to create many metaphysical things, such as enchantments, sigils, so on and so forth. It's a great tool of protection. However, one must understand its destructive properties too. Many people are scared of fire, but in necessity it also does bring about life, as you will soon see. As you feel the flames engulf you, and you see the tree burn down and fall, the heat becomes intense, almost to the point where it's unbearable, but you hear a roaring in the distance. And above you, the sky clouds. And you feel cool raindrops begin to hit the bark. And you see steam begin to rise off the once beautiful tree that is now turned into a pile of burnt wood and ash. A storm begins to rage. Feel the rain as it comes pouring down and puts the fire out. The water begins to puddle up around the base of the tree. Small at first, but eventually rising upward and upward until the complete bottom of the tree is covered by water, a few inches deep, enough to where you can feel the bottom of the tree being completely underwater. At first it feels soothing compared to fire nipping at the tree. However, over time, it begins to feel cold. Soothing, relaxing, wet, eventually sad, emotional, and cold. Water is a unique element unto its own. It's a very dualistic element. It can wash away our emotions, or it can bring about a whole torrential flood of new ones. It can wash away life, or it can bring about life. In the metaphysical realm, water as an element is used to reinforce empathy, emotional spells, bindings on the negative aspect. It's used to influence emotions and things like that. Eventually the storm dies down. However, the clouds remain, and then the wind picks up. However, you have no more leaves to feel the wind blowing through each single leaf, but you can still feel it flowing through the cracks that the fire left on the now broken tree. It begins to blow through, and it dries you off, eventually feeling calm and cool at first, but the wind picks up, drying out all the water below the tree. And then the wind speeds up some more, eventually knocking the tree over. And you feel yourself fall to the ground. And then the mighty oak that once stood tall is finally toppled. However, the wind has another purpose. Which I'll get to soon. Wind itself is also dualistic. It acts on intuition and mental thoughts. And emotion too at the same time. But wind carries our thoughts outward. Carries our goals. Our intent. And can aid us in times of great peril. And at the same time, it can hinder us in times of great peril. If you're positive or negative. The term, you reap what you sow. And in this case, all of these elements have worked together in the cycle of life. You have experienced living as a great tree, being destroyed by fire, surviving as water. And then being toppled by wind. However, the wind succeeded in something that one did not notice. Visualize yourself lying on the ground as the tree once more. And as the wind was blowing, small pieces of you were blown away. Small seeds that were buried deep within the tree, on limbs left over, and carried far out into the forest. Where they landed on fertile ground. The earth supplied the soil. The fire restored its nutrients by burning down older trees. And water renewed this nutrients by adding vital chemicals. And then the wind has carried about the seeds to these new locations. Thus the great cycle of life. And as you land in this new fertile soil, you take root once again in the earth. Your roots spread and you begin to grow. You feel the mana surge back into you. And you form whole once again, back into a large massive oak. Now reformat yourself, back outside, sitting under this new oak. And disconnect. Now, take a moment to bask in each of the elements that you just went through in this cycle, and how this cycle affects each of us daily. Maybe not on a direct physical level, but on a mental level. Now, feel free to go back to your sacred circle and breathe and meditate or do whatever you wish. At this point, I'm going to provide a little bit of insight and then I'm going to sign off. This meditation was originally inspired by ward casting and aiding students in getting an understanding of how the elements aid them in metaphysical work, such as enchantment and preparing for magical ritual, or magic rituals, I mean. Because each element provides a deeper philosophical meaning other than just its physical counterpart and its own spiritual essence on the metaphysical level. And by experiencing this through a visualization, one can get a first-hand view on how that works. And it also provides you with a connection through its own essence. And then that connection is reinforced by the visualization. And then one can connect to it when needed, either by reenacting the visualization or remembering how that visualization took place. Once an intention visualization is done, that feeling is remembered always by aspects of the mind. And I hope this visualization will work the same way for you as it has done for others. And with that, good night.